Welcome to the For Her Empires podcast. Today's topic is just fucking do it. This episode is definitely going to be marked as explicit, so don't worry. It's such an interesting topic, but it's one that we've never talked about here on the podcast. And the goal of us having this episode is one, to show you how to adapt to change. COVID happened, the business world has happened. And so we are at the point where you have to adapt to the change and stop blaming the pandemic for it. You have to take responsibility and ownership of your business. So just get a grip. Then we also want to talk about how a business failure or a failure in, you know, a marketing or a sales strategy does not automatically make you a failure. And lastly, we want you to learn how to think outside the box, which is why we have our wonderful expert, the lady in dimples, Kay Sena.
Hi, Abby. Oh my God, thank you so much for inviting me on your show. I've been looking forward to it for a while.
Thanks. So Kay is the founder and the CEO of Uncensored Society. And today we're going to learn a bit more about her. So welcome to the For Her Empire podcast. In this podcast, we address the personal and the business issues the female entrepreneurs face in their day-to-day lives. So once again, time to get your shit together and start doing things.
Exactly. At the end of the day, it's the action behind the ideas that's going to actually get you anywhere and actually make you a success. So we just got to you got to just do it.
Yeah.
Just freaking do it.
Do it. Like that Shia LaBeouf video. Do it. Do it. Okay, so tell us a bit more about you.
Malaka, you already mentioned, my name is Kay Sutha. I'm based in UK, London. And I created Uncensored Society because I really felt that there was a gap in the market. There was a gap in the industry and it wasn't being filled. And so many people were crying out for it. And really what that is that I've seen a lot of different consultants, coaches that, you know, tap their clients on their shoulder and tell them it's going to be okay. Guess what? It's not going to be okay unless you do something about it, right?
Thank you for that dose of reality.
Right. And so it's really accountability that people need. People need to, there's certain things they need to hear rather than things that they want to hear. And so really just getting up in people's face and just being raw, real, and relentless is something that you may feel uncomfortable with. Many clients of mine find it uncomfortable in the beginning, but realize that is exactly what they needed. And so being someone that is, you know, relentless in pursuing their dreams, their goals, you got to be completely raw and real about it. I mean, when you're building a business and you get to kind of put yourself out there, you do podcasts, you know, talk on stages, do Facebook live videos, it means being authentic, being genuine, being straight. People don't want the fluff. They don't want the BS, right? They want to know who you are. And so me trying to just like keeping people accountable and letting them know they're screwing up and they better fix it now, they need someone to tell them that, right? Because when I think about when I've had coaches and mentors myself, it was those coaches that got up in my face and told me, get your head out of your ass, where I progressed so much more, yeah. Right? When they were first talking to me like this, I was like, hold on a minute, one second, why are you talking to me like that for?
I'm paying you, woman.
But then I realized, hold on a minute, they're not doing it for them, they're doing it for my benefit, right?
Yes.
And so when you kind of take a step back and you kind of listen to what they're telling you, why are they saying it in a certain way, it's because they're trying to interrupt your pattern, your mindset, right? Because yeah, there needs to be a pattern interrupt for you to shock you, to be like, hold on a second, what's going on here? Because what you've been doing so far hasn't worked for you and something needs to change.
Yes.
And so I created Uncensored Society with that particular name because of the type of coaching I give to my clients.
Yeah. Woo! I wonder how the coaching was for you, like in the first month when your coach was like, get your shit together, girl. I wonder how that felt.
Oh my God, I can tell you how that felt. I was like, oh my God, why are you speaking to me like that? Do you know who I am? You can't go around speaking to people like that, you know? And they were like, hold on a second, wait a minute. There's a reason why you hired me as your mentor and your coach.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So let's take a step back and let's think about this, right? They were like, and then when I realized, I was like, they don't need to be talking to me like that because it benefits them. It doesn't in any way. It's because they're trying to help me to get a reality check.
Yes. Yes. I also like what you said about when you're doing your, let's say your Instagram lives or your Facebook lives, you have to be more authentic. And I've seen that a lot where you sort of emulate a more famous female entrepreneur on your own lives to sort of sound like her, act like her. And I'm like, damn, if I wanted to work with her, I would have just gone there. Why the heck am I here right now? Yeah, and I get where they're coming from. Since I mostly work with women who are just starting out, they think because you're successful, that is attractive. And so I get their fear, but I do also agree that the authentic part is important. No matter how much unrefined you think you are, just put yourself out there.
But no, but that's what people don't understand. People like the unrefined person. Right, you're a lot more easier to be related to. The polished person that speaks properly, that doesn't make any mistakes, that looks perfect.
Yeah,
you can actually relate to that person.
It's unapproachable, right? Man.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Be as unrefined as you can, right? And more people will be able to relate to you.
Yeah. Yeah. So now let's talk about adapting to change. Like, I know the market has shifted since 2020 with the job loss, economy hit. And so things have changed. So now as business women, especially female entrepreneurs, how can we adapt to the change in the business world?
So basically, you got to adapt to the world, right? You have to learn to adapt to the world because the world will not adapt to you.
Yes.
And so this is where your creativity, you thinking outside the box and having a completely different perspective comes into play. Because there's going to be so much stuff out there that's going to come your way that's going to be unexpected. The pandemic was unexpected.
Yeah.
No one could see it coming, right? And therefore, you couldn't prepare. So it's up to you to be quick enough to pivot, to switch, to change, right? Yeah. And make sure you're building a business to how the world is adapting. If you're going to keep sticking to the same ways and the same strategies you were doing 10, 15, 20 years ago, well, they're not going to work anymore because the world keeps evolving. And so you need to keep up with the times. And if you're going to be one of those people that's like, nope, I've been doing my business this way, I'm going to keep on doing it. And if I'm not going to change it, and I'm going to blame the whole world for this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. If that's you, then maybe it's time for you to go get a 9-to-5 job, because your business will not survive. If it survived this long, then you know you've been doing pretty well. But I promise you, if you keep doing that, it will not survive.
Yeah.
And so learning to get creative, think outside the box, and having a different perspective so you can move forward, you can be you can innovate in your business. That's the only way you're going to be able to adapt to change, and it's a must. So in my 20s, I remember going from job to job to job to job to job. So many different jobs, right? Each
Why?
One was completely different to the other, right? It was insane. Like, I was working in a magistrate's court. Then I decided that I'm going to work as an interpreter and become a youth worker for deaf children.
Okay.
Then I became a hairdresser. And then I did voiceovers for children's books. Then I became an MMA fighter.
Oh,
then
my God.
Officer. Like, the list goes on.
What career path did you envision, by the way?
That was the whole point. When people used to ask me when I was younger, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know what I said?
What? Alive.
I want to be rich.
Wow.
Okay. That's what I want to be when I'm older, right?
You don't want to be rich.
But how I'm going to get there, when it's going to happen, I had no answers to any of those questions, no idea. And so when I reflect back, I realized that I was going from job to job to job to job because I was just trying to find my passion because I had no clue what it was.
Oh.
But the one of my biggest strengths that I didn't realize at the time was that I was able to adapt so easily and become so flexible that I could go from one industry to another industry just in the click of a finger and had no issues learning new skills on the job, right? Yeah. Rather than relying on what I already knew.
Yeah.
Right? And so, I didn't realize at this time until later on in life when you start reflecting back and you're like, holy crap. I'm really good at pivoting and changing and having a different perspective and getting creative, right? And learning new skills rather than getting comfortable where you are in the present.
Okay, now that you mentioned getting comfortable. Now, I guess for many people, whatever security blanket they thought they had last year disappeared. Either you got a salary cut or you lost your job, or maybe you had your job, but you were like anxious about the financial situation the entire time. And so you've known this one thing the whole time. But prior to COVID happening, you had like this future planned out, whether for your business or for your career, and now it's gone. And now the way we buy, the way we relate, now it's all about our biggest tools right now are Facebook Lives and webinars. We've just shifted the way we consume messages different. So now you have a business that was initially offline, and now everyone is online. How do you like adapt to that when you don't want to spend so much money because you're uncertain about if things will go back to normal in quote next time, or how your finances would look like, so you want to keep your costs low? How do you adapt in that case?
Okay, so first of all, I'll go a very short answer to those people that think it's going to go back to normal. Right, you need to get a reality check because this is the new normal now. Online, digital is the real normal. What you knew business to be like and having these brick and mortar businesses, there's going to be some out there, but it's all going to be digital now. If you want a brick and mortar business, make sure you also have an online presence. Okay. Yeah. I mean, out of all the different businesses out there, there was one business that skyrocketed, that made more money in the pandemic than any other business, and that was Amazon.
The advertise, it cannot be helped.
Right? But the only reason why Amazon skyrocketed was because their online presence was so huge. They were so well known, right? And then because it's all delivery, and that's the only thing that we could have done is kind of order stuff on Amazon, they boomed, they skyrocketed, right? It was almost like Jeff Bezos knew this was going to happen. He was setting it up, right? And so those businesses survived. Amazon had done better than any other year. And so making sure that if you are going to have a business, that it has an online presence, do not start a brick and mortar business without any sort of online presence. You know, it's not going to work. It's going to fail. You won't be able to survive. You won't be making the money that you want to. And then it will end up getting shut down. And so this is the new normal. Let's get with it, people, and let's go digital.
Okay, so the next thing we're supposed to talk about was thinking outside the box, which ties to this. I like how with the new heavy online presence almost everyone has, like, we now consume, particularly online, the entire time these days. And I know most businesses, you have the option of digital product like ebooks, templates, courses, and all of that. So now, how do you as a business think outside the box and look at your business, look at your product and think, how can I do something different about this and have different formats of the same thing?
So I guess it's really thinking about your clients and what your clients need, right? Mm-hmm. Now, just because things have gone online and because people still need to have that human connection, right? Yeah. And doing exactly what, you know, most of these businesses are doing is having Zoom meetings, having Zoom calls, don't have a strategy call on a phone call. Get on camera. Get on camera, because this is going to be the opportunity for them to see you, to see your mannerisms, you know, your body language. All of that is read through the camera, and it will hold so much more than just a telephone call on a phone.
Yeah.
And so have that digital human connection, right? Because that's the only way that you will be able to do it. But what else you need to realize is that going digital is awesome for business. Why? Because now you can reach so many more people. You got the whole planet at your hands. The world is basically your oyster now, right?
So it's rather like an evil villain, like you got the world in your hands now.
Oh gosh, so you'll be able to reach a broader audience now, right? From the comfort of your own home. You don't have to pay the expenses of flights and traveling and accommodation, you know, and then food expenses. You can do it all in the comfort of your own home, still build a business, have that presence, have that interaction with people on Zoom, and make so much more money and profit because you're not spending so much on expenses anymore.
Yeah, I guess this is part of it that we've talked about it, but how would you encourage new female entrepreneurs to get creative and think outside the box, especially if you've just launched your business and you're trying to play safe so you might minimize your overheads?
Okay, so how to get creative? Like, it's just exactly the title of this episode, just fucking do it, right? Just think about the different ways of how to be completely different, how to go against normality, right? Being someone that sticks out from the crowd, how are you going to do that? So many people, for example, are so scared of doing Facebook Lives. Oh, no, my hair isn't done. Oh, no, I need to do my makeup. Oh, no, I need to lose weight before going camera, because, you know, the camera puts on 10 pounds when you, you know, get in front of it. All these excuses, like, it's never ending.
I thought the biggest excuse would be like, there's no one watching this. Like, oh, my God, like, that would hurt.
Yeah. Like, JFDI, just freaking do it. Just get on camera, do those Facebook Lives, let people know, you know, why you're here, why you've built this business, how it's going to help them, how you're going to do it. Start giving people those little nuggets. Do the things that people don't want to do. Be that person that goes ahead and puts your hands up first to say, yeah, I'll do it, because everyone else is scared to doing it all.
Yeah.
Right. So that being that different and getting creative and doing the things that people don't want to do is what's going to make you stand out, and which is going to make your business go far. And you start doing that now, that's only going to help you get even more creative in your business.
Ooh, okay. So let's say you've gotten creative, you thought outside the box, you've had this wonderful idea. Maybe you've started doing Facebook Lives, or you've launched your coaching package. But you've put yourself outside, put yourself out there in your world, you've fucking done it. But then it failed. And I guess all that hope and fantasy you had out of this business is sort of crumbling. So you feel like a failure. You feel like, you know, I've taken the advice of many experts everywhere online, and then I failed. I feel shitty.
Right. Let me tell you something. Every failure is a success. You have to make sure you fail. Fail as many times as you can possible, and fail big. So that let me tell risky. You one of... Let me tell you one of my biggest failures, and you're going to think this is really freaking risky, right?
Yeah.
So I remember I was called to go to Costa Rica to help someone with their events, with their sales, their strategies to build the team over there. And they said that they're going to pay for my apartment, they pay for my flight, and they'll pay for my services on top of that. Nice. And I was like, freaking awesome.
Let's
right?
do it.
Yeah, why not? So I went over, and I was going to go there for maybe 2-3 months, right? And just work with a team there. And then I was there for 3 weeks.
What happened?
The company shut down.
The fuck?
Woo! Right? The company shut down. I got evicted. I'm now homeless with no food, no water, no money in a foreign country. And I don't speak the language.
Oh my, oh wow. Yeah, love
so do you
wonderful.
Know what I did?
What did you do?
You know what I
did? Tell me.
So for a little while, I sat there and I was like, holy crap, this is a really shitty position to be in.
It is.
But as I sat there, I couldn't stop but laughing to myself. I was laughing and laughing and laughing. And when I looked across the room and I could see, you know, my teammates there, they were crying, they were upset, they were frustrated, they were overwhelmed, they were pulling out their hair, they didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there laughing. You know why?
They're going to struggle.
Because I had a different perspective. My perspective was, hold on a second. When you think about the Les Browns of the world, the Tony Robbins of the world, at some point, every single one of those successful people were homeless. And now they're multi-millionaires. So to me, I was like, holy crap, that means I'm going to be a millionaire.
What?
Because in my mind, it was like, God, you got to be homeless at one point to be a millionaire.
Okay.
Right? But then what I realized is that because I had that different perspective, I was able to think outside the box and get creative. And getting creative and finding a solution to get me out of this mess that I'm now in. And so what I started to do is the hotel, the resort was actually on the coastline. So I went to the several different businesses, showed them what I can do, showed them the reviews, the testimonials on helping them bring leads in, helping them promote, helping them brand. And in return, all I asked them was for a roof over my head, food and water in my stomach. But because they realized that if they hired a coach, it would cost them thousands of dollars. And all I was asking for was for my basic needs to be met. They jumped right on it. And so as I did that, I would like make an agreement with the resort to say, okay, I need shelter, food and water. Then I just kind of grew and went to another business and said, okay, I need a little bit of money. I'm not going to charge you so much. This is how much I need. Built the money to then be able to get a flight back home.
Yeah.
But if I stayed in a state of misery and overwhelm, there was no way that I was going to find a solution.
Yeah.
And I'll probably still be there.
Oh. I'm glad you got out of there. I'm so glad you got out of there.
But this is what I'm saying. Making sure that you're able to adapt, to think outside the box, get creative, having a different perspective, no matter how insane it comes across, having that different perspective will help you, you know, get out of jams, get out of situations and come up with a solution, get creative.
Yeah.
So it's a must for any business owner, for any entrepreneur. Make those mistakes, because guarantee you, I'm not going to make that mistake again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm totally surprised. They did not cover you, like your return ticket or something?
So my return ticket was in 3 months.
Oh, yeah, but the airline cannot
They were telling me it was going to be between £200 to £300 to change it.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
Right? Wow. So either way, I had to raise money. I had to find out a way because this wasn't going to work. And so I knew that this was going to be a temporary solution. It wasn't going to be long term, but it was up to me to find out how to get out of it.
Yeah. Anyone listening to this, if you got a job outside your country and you know no one there, go with a hefty savings just in case. Like, make sure you have like a Visa card or a MasterCard or working on any ATM. Just prepared. Wow. Oh my God. So sorry.
But no, I look back at it and I'm like, if I can survive that, then guess what? Bring on the pandemic. I can survive that too.
So what exactly does Uncensored Society do? Is it like a coaching program? Is it a course thingy? What does Unsighted do?
Yeah, so it is a coaching program. And so I kind of look at the individual's needs first. I don't necessarily feel that one course fits all, because everyone has different needs, has had different experiences, have different habits. Yeah. And so it's looking at where the needs need to be met. And so this is why I have an application process only. And you have an application process plus an interview with me, and then I'll let you know whether this is, you know, something that I feel is a good fit for you. If I feel like it is not a good fit for you, I'm not going to leave you high and dry. I'll refer you to somebody else who I think might be a better fit.
Okay. And then how can they kickstart this application process, like the application form? Where can they find that?
Right. So first of all, they'll have to go onto my website, www.uncensoredsociety.com, and they will have to fill in the contact page, right? And let me know where it is that you need help in. And then once I've read that, I'll communicate with you and then send you a link to booking a strategy call. The strategy call is completely free. It's about 30 minutes. And this is when we kind of dig in deeper to find out a little bit more about you. If I feel like, yep, you know, we seem to be on the right track, then I'll then send you a link to my application form.
Okay. Okay. And one last question. If you had one advice to give the female entrepreneur listening to this podcast, apart from the just fucking do it, what advice would it be?
Okay. So there's one little nugget I have to explain to you and your audience.
Okay.
So there's three main commodities in this world that are really important, and that's money, time, and change. Now, Abby, I'm going to use you as an example so our audience understand a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But out of those three, which one do you think is the most valuable one?
I think change will do, because money won't do you much help when a change happens and you're not prepared for it.
Right. So when I normally ask someone this question, they always say to me, time. Time is the most valuable, because you never get the time back. And yeah, that is true. You don't get the time back. But the most valuable commodity is exactly what you said. It's change. And let me explain why. Because every single person on this planet, no matter what country they're from, what their background is, what the culture is, every single one of us has exactly the same time, right? You don't have more hours in the day than I do, and I don't have more hours in the day than you do. Yeah. And so why is it that there's some people in the planet that can make $100,000 in a day, and there's others that only make $100 in a day? And the reason for that is because change of habits. The minute you realize what habits you have and which ones are serving you, which ones are not, and changing those habits that no longer serve you, that's when you're going to see success, not only in your personal life, but in business also.
Yeah.
So change, people. Make sure you're ready to change and just keep changing and adapting.
You're like a motivational speaker right now.
Thank you.
Okay, so dang. So do you have any freebies or any resource you would want to share with us?
I do. I'm so glad that you mentioned that. So I've created a mini program, and it's called Going From Busy to Being Productive. The reason why I created this is because so many people say, give me so many excuses. Oh, I've got kids and I've got this and I've got, and I haven't got time to build a business or scale it, or, you know, it goes on and on and on. So I've created a little mini course where it helps you to think about your long-term goals and your short-term goals. Okay. Once you've put pen to paper and you've actually thought about it, I'll then go on and show you how you can have a look on where you're spending your time on a daily basis. And what's so funny is that recently, when I've actually got to the nitty-gritty of this and gone through it with people, they've realized, oh my goodness, I'm watching Netflix 6 hours a day.
How are you spending 6 hours a day watching Netflix? Are you like depressed?
Right? And so watching Netflix 6 hours a day isn't going to help you, your family, or your business.
Yeah.
And so being able to identify your habits And then once you identify them and you're aware of them, you're then able to start changing those habits. Yeah. The minute you start changing them and turn yourself into the successful person that you want to be, that's where you're going to start seeing success, seeing changes, and seeing momentum in your business.
Yeah.
So people that are struggling with any of that and want to get clear and want to find out their habits, go to my website, www.uncensoredsociety.com, and download the program. Now it's completely free. You'll get worksheets and a video of me explaining how to use it all.
Once again, this is Kay Sather, the CEO and the founder of Uncensored Society, who is telling you to get your shit together and just do it.
Exactly.
And change your habits.
Exactly. So go ahead and do it. No more excuses.
Yes. So now before we round up, is there anything you want to talk about that I've not asked?
No, I think you've covered pretty much everything.
Ooh, go efficiency.
Yeah, right.
Oh my god. So it's been so nice talking to you. Once again, this is Kay Sather. You can get the program, the free program, as well as application form to get into a coaching program. You fill the form, then fill the contact form, then you get the link to the Zoom 30 minutes complimentary session, I guess, to see if you're a good fit. And then if you're a good fit, you can join her coaching program. If you're not, she will refer you to someone who'll be a better fit for you, because at that point, she'll have a bit more knowledge about who you are, what your problem is, and what's the best plan for you at this point. Right. I'm going to have the website in the description as well. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't want to type any of this, the link is in the description. Just click on it and you'll get there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Abby, for having me on your show. I've had an awesome time. It's been so much fun. I love your energy.
Thank you. I love the energy as well.
Thank you.
Okay, it's nice having you. Bye.
Bye.